Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange Open Mic Session. Today's topic is Migration in WebSphere Partner Gateway. My name is Joseph Lam, and this session will give you the opportunity to speak to our panel of experts on a variety of subjects related to today's topic. Moving on to slide number 2. In today's Open Mic session, we will start off by introducing to you our panel of experts for the day. We will then move on to give you a brief introduction to migration in WebSphere Partner Gateway. Next, our panel of experts will answer questions that were pre-submitted to us through email. Then, we will open the lines for live Q&A period. Finally, the session will end with a summary of the Open Mic session. Slide number 3. At this time, I would like to introduce to you our panel of experts for today's call. Our panel consists of Rima Kakoka, Staff Software Engineer.
Hello everyone, I'm Rima, and I'm a Staff Software Engineer currently working for India Software Labs. I'm currently working as a Level 3 Support Engineer for WebSphere Partner Gateway, a middleware product of the WebSphere brand.
Thank you, Rima. And finally, we have Max Terpolili, Advisory Software Engineer.
Yes, hi, this is Max Terpolili. I joined the WPG Level 2 team about 6 years ago. I'm based in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I work closely with customers and development to drive WPG products to succeed in the marketplace.
Thank you, Max. Before we get to the question and answer period, our panel would like to give you a technical overview of the topic. Moving on to slide number 4, and please go ahead, Max.
Okay. Thank you, Joseph. Yeah, the picture in slide 4 shows in a nutshell the overview of the steps necessary to perform the migration from previous WPG releases, that is 4.2.2 and 6.x to version 6.0. As you can see, the slide is divided in 3 blocks. The first block shows the starting situation where we have a WPG 6X or WBIC system, and consequently, depending on the WPG release, we can have an embedded WAS, like in WBIC or WPG 600, or a WAS 6.1 platform if the WPG version is 6.10 or 6.11. At the bottom of the picture is reported the supported DB2 and Oracle releases. The third block shows the migrated environment with WPG 6.0 sitting on a WASMD 6.10 platform. And at the bottom of you can see the database version supported with the newer version of WPG. The middle block is then divided in steps. Step A highlights the pre-migration tasks that are necessary regardless of the starting release you want to migrate from. Step B describes the core operation necessary to upgrade our WPG system and differentiate the paths depending on whether you start from a WBIC release or a WPG 6X release. That is, if you want to migrate from any of the 6.X releases, the process can take advantage of the automation provided by the smart migration feature as reported in the B2 steps. Whereas manual tasks are necessary when WBIC 4.2.2 is the starting release, as listed in the B1 sequence. Once the actual migration is completed, there are post-migration tasks that are needed to be addressed. them common. Other steps are specific to the release we migrate from, which is described in the picture as step C. Let's move on to the next slide, slide number five. Slide five shows the possible WPG 6.0 deployment modes, which is an important decision the user has to make before starting the migration. The choices are simple or distributed. Simple mode is typical of test or development systems where all the WPG components, receiver, document manager, and console are installed in a single WAR server. Since all components are in the same app server, WAR space can be used instead of ND. Consequently, no network deployment, cell topology, clustering, workload management, or high availability is present to this mode. As a comparison to the previous WPIC and WPG versions installed in a single server, WPG 6.0 in simple mode only has one server, which means only one JVM compared to the three JVMs in 6.0 or 4.2.2. In simple mode, no messaging app server is needed because the messaging between components is handled by the single app server that runs the WPG applications. The database and common file system can either be in the same or different machine. Distributed mode offers two different options, simple or full. In simple distributed mode, the WPG Hub application components can be installed in different machines within a WAS network deployment cell. In the distributed setup, WAS ND is required because the ND cell provides scalability as well as high availability features. The ND cell includes the deployment manager, which manages all the nodes in the ND cell. The WPG applications are installed in an app server, which becomes a member of the cluster within the ND cell. And at any time the need arises, additional members can be added in the cluster. To create a new cluster member on a separate machine, you have to install the same WPG app server on that machine, and the new member will be added to the existing cluster. A messaging app server is needed to handle the messaging between the WPG components in this case, which was handled by WebSphere MQ in the releases pre-6.1x. Depending on the configuration chosen, simple distributed mode can provide the high performance and the scalability features typical of the distributed mode installations. The workload management and the high availability can be provided installing the same configuration on a different machine. Concerning full distributed mode, when this is used, the WPG applications are each defined in their own WAS app server, and they can be on the same node or different nodes. Since this is the most flexible mode, the WPG applications can also be selectively included in the same app server. And each app server is in its own cluster. And again, as mentioned earlier, for the simple distributed mode, the same applies with the full distributed mode. New cluster members can be added if needed to provide scalability and high availability. But let's ask a couple more considerations for the distributed environment. One is that each of the app servers is a member of the WPG CBUS, which is called the BCG bus. And the second consideration is that when a mass cluster contains more than one mass server, only one message engine will be active at one time, and all WBG components will communicate with active message engine. And this concludes the preamble. Joseph?
Thank you, Max. We will now begin our question and answer session with questions that were pre-submitted to us before the webcast. We have a total of 6 pre-submitted questions. I'll now hand the presentation over to our panel of experts by moving on to slide number 6, question number 1.
Question number 1 is, what are the pre-migration tasks I should plan for? So if we move on to the next slide, slide number 7, we'll have the answer to that question. As mentioned in the migration roadmap chart that we saw earlier, there are some tasks that needs to be done before starting the actual migration. Some of them are common to all releases, that is, backup the database and the file system, upgrade the operating system, upgrade the WAS level, and save the key store and trust store files located in the common security key store folder. Other tasks are specific to WBIC and WPG 6.0, like backup the property files to be migrated. We have one for each component, the BCG console property for the console, the BCG receiver properties for the receiver, and the BCG properties for the doc manager. These files will then be used as an input for the BCG from migrate script to migrate the attribute values into their new 6.0 location that is in database, and make them accessible through one central place, which is the console. The other specific stuff is to copy some of the common some of the jars. One is the common, and the other one is the BCG SDK. The common and the SDK jars need to be saved in the file system, but this time in a specific location that you have to create, which is folder migration slash lib under the BCG hub folder. These jars then will be used by the BCG BDO migrate script to take the old BDO files from the file system and copy them in the database, so that the old migrated transaction could be resent from the new migrated system. And last thing is, for this embedded mode, we have to install MAS. This concludes the answer to question number 1. Let's move on to the next slide, slide number 8. The question number 2 is, what are the minimum software and the hardware requirements for WebSphere Partner Gateway 6.0? Which migration documentation should I reference? Let's move on to the next slide, slide number 9. Okay, the answer to that question is in WebSphere Partner Gateway product page. You will find a lot of information. There is, for example, the link to the system requirement page, which details the hardware and the operating system required levels, as shown in the left side of this slide. A second link within the same page points to another page for the details on the supporting software, like WAS, databases, browsers, and so on, as shown on the left side of the slide. Specifics about supported hardware and operating system maintenance level are also reported in this site. Let's move on to the next slide, slide number 10, which is still part of answering the question number 2. Still from the WebSphere Partner Gateway product page, another link points to the library section, as shown on the left side of this slide, where you will find the link to the product documentation, which among other books as the installation guide. In that guide, chapter 6, you will find the migration instruction. Besides the installation guide, other pieces of documentation to reference are the tech notes, which are grouped together in the link shown on this slide, the top right. Another link to reference is the WST presentation, where you will find the PowerPoint and the audio on the migration subject, which is the one on this slide, bottom right. And this concludes the answer to the question 2. So let's move on to the question number 3, slide number 11. Okay, question number 3 is which installation mode is best for migrating my existing WebSphere Partner Gateway system? So let's move to the next slide, slide number 12, for an answer to this question. Okay, the choice of which mode to adopt for migrating an existing configuration applies mostly when migrating from WBIC or WPG 600, because the mode choice has, of course, already been made, WPG 610 and the WPG 611 installations. In this slide, I reported three different scenarios, starting with a particular configuration of WPG 600 or WBIC, and designing a possible choice of mode that may best apply for them. The first example concerns an existing WPG 600 scenario where all WPG components, as well as the database, WebSphere MQ, and the common file system, reside in the same machine. This is a typical development or test environment, common among several, if not all, our WPG customers. Given the simplicity of this scenario, the chosen migration configuration is, of course, a simple mode, which will result in the three WPG components being installed in the same app server on a WAS61X, depending on the fixed pack, on a WAS61 base platform. The database and the common file system would, of course, need to be migrated, but can stay on the same machine along with WebSphere MQ if that's still needed for JMS integration. Let's go on to the second example, which shows an existing WBIC 422 split installation, where the WPG components are installed on two different machines. This is with perhaps some slight variation, a configuration common to several WPG customers that allows for inbound as well as the processing work to be split between two receivers and two routers. This configuration could be migrated using a simple distributed configuration, which includes the WPG components installed in two app servers in a WPG 620 network deployment platform having one cell, two clusters, and two nodes. Such configuration can be used to load balance the workload as well as providing high availability. That is, if one of the elements or the machine itself goes down, the other one will take over. For a complete backup between the two machines, however, the database and WebSphere MQ should be on a separate system as well. The third case study starts from an existing configuration that is similar to the one in case 2 with WPG instead of WBIC. We here again have a split installation with double receiver and router installations. This time, we might want to leave the door open to the possibility of adding more elements in the future and take advantage of the flexibility offered by the full distributed configuration. Migrated solution reflected the initial configuration, having the console, receiver, and the dock manager in their own app server, with receiver and router components duplicated in the second machine. And this concludes the answer to the question three. Joseph, you may want to move to the next question. And I think at this point, Rima, I want to answer the next questions.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Rima, and I'll be handling question number four. Question number four is, can I migrate WebSphere Business Integration Connect, which is also known as WBIC, version 4.2, to WebSphere Partner Gateway 6.2? Moving on to slide number 14. The answer to this question is yes. WBIC 4.2 can be migrated to WPG 6.0. However, in this case, the user would need to perform some manual tasks to LAN the WBIC 4.2 installation to an intermediate 6.x step. Usually it is 6.1.1 because this is the closest to 6.2.0. So from 6.1.1, we would be able to take advantage of the smart migration feature available in 6.2 and move to 6.2. So firstly, to migrate to 6.1.1, the following manual migration steps, which are displayed on the slide, would need to be performed. The manual migration involves steps like, firstly, uninstall the WBIC DB loader. So when uninstalling the DB loader, make sure that you do not drop the database. The same database will be used 6.2. After uninstalling the WBIC DB loader, you need to install WPG 6.1.1, run the DB loader of WPG 6.1.1. You should not select the checkbox to run or scale files automatically. So what this will do is it will all the needed database migration scripts to a particular folder. These database migration scripts would then need to be run manually to bring the database level to 6.x level. So this would complete the manual installation or migration of the app's DB. After this, if you're planning to migrate to a distributed mode, that is a simple distributed mode or a fully distributed mode, you will need to install the MAS database. After that is done, you will need to uninstall the 4.2 hub version that is currently available on your system. Then install the required WAS 6.1, base or ND level as needed. Now, WAS 6.1 base is only supported on simple mode of WPG. If you are planning to migrate to a simple or fully distributed mode, you will need to install WAS 6.1 ND. After WAS is installed, you need to install WPG DMGR or WPG Deployment Manager. After WPG DMGR has been installed, it will be able to install WPG 6.1.1 hub. You could install any desired mode that you want, as will be displayed in the installation panel. When installing the hub, do not select the option to create the common folder. You would need to use the common folder of the 4.2 installation that you previously had. After completing this, you would need to run the BCG prop migrate script. What this would do is it would migrate all the property values that are available right now in 4.2. In 4.2, we save them physically in property files available on the system. In the latest levels, that is in 6.1.x onwards, all these property values are stored in the database instance. So you would need to run the BCG prop migrate script to migrate these property values into the database. After that is done, you need to run BCG BDO migrate script to migrate the transactions video into the database. Next, this would complete the manual installation of WPG 6.1.1. So basically now you have migrated from WPIC 4.2 to WPG 6.1.1 level. If you want to move to the latest level of WPG, that is 6.2, you can now use smart migration to do that. So in the next question, that is moving on to slide number 15, we will be discussing how smart migration can be done. So question number 5 is, how is the smart migration feature going to help migrate my existing WebSphere partner gateway? Moving on to slide number 16, smart migration feature is only supported for WPG 6.x versions. Hence, like I said, if you need to migrate from WPIC 4.2, you would need to manually firstly migrate to a 6.x level. Only then you can use the smart migration feature to move to 6.2. So migrating 6.x database to the 6.2 level is a fairly easy task using the smart migration feature. So what we can do, how the smart migration feature works is, we start the 6.2 DB loader installer, and you'll be prompted then with two options. One is migrate the existing instance, and one is install a new instance. So if you have old instance of WPG, that is WPG 6.x, available on your system, you will be prompted with that migrate the existing instance option. So you can choose that option, and what that will do is it will upgrade your current database, WPG application database, to the latest 6.2 level. So basically all that extra effort of manually executing all those upgrade scripts to upgrade to the latest level can be avoided. You can just choose the migrate existing instance option, and the installer will do the rest of the work for you and get it to the latest 6.2 level. After this task is completed, the logs in the usual temp folder can be reviewed for successful completion. So the temp folder, as can be seen on the slide, is the temp folder WPG DB loader apps logs. So all the logs which have been all the logs for all the scripts that have been run will be available in this particular location. Slide number, a continuation to the question number 5, slide number 17. In slide number 16, we talked about how to use a smart migration feature to migrate the DB loader. Now, in this particular slide, that is slide number 17, we will be talking about how to use a smart migration feature to migrate the hub from a 6.x level to 6.2. So, after the database migration is complete, you can move on to perform the same task for the hub. Now, there are two options the user can choose from here. One is to migrate to the default WPG cell, that is what is used by default in all WPG installations, WPG cell. In 6.2, we support a new feature. We support another additional feature, that is you can install WPG on an existing cell. So these are the two options. So in the first case, as in when you just want to use smart migration and move to the default WPG cell, you need to run the WPG hub installer. And like I said before, two options will be displayed again. One would be migrate the existing instance option, and the other would be install a new instance. So here you would want to choose migrate the existing option since you want to use smart migration feature. So you would need to select the migrate the existing instance option. And whenever the installer prompts you to enter the database, for the common file system specifics, choose a database that was migrated in the previous set, point to the saved common file system. For distributed hubs, for distributed mode, the same option would need to be repeated for all other hub boxes. Now, if you want to migrate onto an existing WAS cell, things get a little more complicated here. So on an existing WAS cell, we will not be using WPG DMGR, but some other DMGRs. So in this situation, you will have to uninstall the existing WPG6.x hub. When you're uninstalling WPG6.x hub, please make sure that you do not select to uninstall the common file system, because this is what you'll be using later. So uninstall the 6.x hub. You may want to uninstall the 6.1.x DMDR also. Uninstall the 6.1x mass database. Install the 6.2 mass database. And then you would need to install 6.2 hub as a new instance, referencing, pointing to the existing DMDR cell. Proceed with the installation and then prompt it, select the migrated database and saved common file system. Now, the mass database needs to be reinstalled because we are uninstalling the mass server also in this particular case. Every mass server has a reference to a particular key in the mass database. So if you're uninstalling the mass cluster at any point, you also need to uninstall the mass DB and reinstall the same. So that ends the answer to question number 5. Moving to slide number 18, question number 6. Question number 6 is, are there manual actions I need to perform after the completion of the migration? So there are some manual actions that need to be performed post-migration, and they're all reported on the slide here. Firstly, you may want to upgrade the DB2 or the Oracle database level to a version which is currently being supported by the WPG6.0. Now, you can get all the information to the latest versions being supported by WPG6.2 in the system requirements site, which I discussed previously in question number 2. And this can be referenced to check the various supported database versions and editions. You may also want to upgrade your WASMD to the latest levels also. Now, if V1 or the X.509V1 root certificates are being used, and these certificates were used by people mostly on WPIC 4.2.2. So if these certificates are used, then you will need to switch the trust manager to use the IBM PKIX trust manager instead of the default IBM X509 trust manager that you're currently using. In versions previous to 6.2, there's support only for one internal partner. So if you have a need for more than one internal partner, WPG 6.2, or you can have more than one internal partner in WPG 6.2. So if you have a need for more than one internal partner, then right after the migration is completed, you can tweak the property available in the system admin console to allow the change from internal to external partner and the partner profile attribute partner type. So at any point, you can go ahead and change particular property available in the system admin properties, and you can change a partner from external to internal or internal to external as you need. So the latest fixed pack level we have in WPG right now is 6.3. So the latest fixed packs have a lot of the fix going in, and support normally recommends that you move for the latest fixed pack level. So we recommend that after migration, you apply the latest WPG fixed pack, which in our case is fixed pack 3. Now, for security. So for security, a couple of actions are needed. Firstly, you need to migrate the older release keys to one trusto, which is slightly different depending on the starting release. So for 6.1.x, after installation, you may want to copy the... See, before you start the installation, it is better that you take a backup of all your JKS files. So after the installation, you could replace the default JKS files that we lay down with the installation with the backed up JKS files. For WBIC or WPG600, the JKS files being used are different. The file names are different. So in WBIC and WPG600, we had separate key stores and trust stores for receiver and console. WPG6.1 onwards, we have just two JKS files available, BCGSecurity.jks and BCGSecurityTrust.jks. So you will need to rename the JKS files that you have for the origin, that is WBIC or WPG600, to BCG Security JKS or BCG Security Trust by JKS. In addition to that, you might need to perform export-import operations using IKMAN if you want to use some of your older certificates from the older trust or the key source. Earlier, if client authentication for HTTP is set to true, then using the Jackal script that we have, you would need to manually restore this, the authentication and set it back to true. So that was for security. If you have items like XML format or external GMS integration and user exits, then you need to perform some additional steps to make them work on WPG6.2. So firstly, if you're using XML formats, then you need to use console to edit the XML format and make it compatible with the new structure which is being used in WPG6.2. Maintaining M2 integration is quite easy and consists of copying these two jar files, SS context and provider util from the MQ folder to the user exits folder of the WPG affected component. That is, you can either copy it in like receiver or the router folder. Make sure that it has a necessary permissions for the WPG user to access that particular jar. Concerning the user exits, no code or configuration change is required, but they need to be recompiled using the 6.2 BCG SDK jar in the class part. Next would be database collating sequence. If the migration is coming from 422 or 600 degrees and uses DB2 as a database, then you take advantage of the improved collecting sequence to sort the Unicode data available in DB2. You will need to back up the migrated WPG database, delete the database, create a new one, and then restore the backed up database into the one newly created. This is not necessary if the database is Oracle. And last but least thing is to be aware of is that the logging and tracing is now handled through the WASP admin control. And we do not have any properties file anymore to set the logging to error mode or to debug mode. So all the logging is basically handled only through the WASP admin control now. So that ends the question to the answer to the last pre-submitted question. And now I would like to turn back the session to Joseph. Joseph?
Thank you to our panel of experts for answering the pre-submitted questions. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for live Q&A period.
I have no questions.
At this point in time, I would like to move on to slide number 22 and pass the presentation over to Max for a summary of today's session.
Thank you, Joseph. In today's presentation, basically we went over the introduction for went over the introduction with the roadmap, and we went over the deployment modes, and then we asked questions concerning the actual migration. The questions were pertaining the documentation that we need to refer, and what kind of installation mode, the difference between migrating from an older releases such as WBIC and the WPG, and the use of the smart migration, and whether migrating to a default WPG cell or an existing other deployment manager cell, and the task to be performed after the migration is completed. Joseph, back to you.
Thank you, Max, for a great summary. At this time, we will conclude the OpenMind session.